Home Interiors on Talk About. Brought to you in association with Corcoran's Furniture and Carpets. For every room in your home.
Now, a very warm welcome to Linda Goodman, who joins us on the phone. Good afternoon, Linda.
Hi, dear. Hi, dear. How are you?
I'm not too bad at all. Now, listen, you're going to talk to us a little bit this month about carpets. And I'm just thinking that we're getting into the cozy season now. And I'd imagine it's probably peak buying time for carpets for Corcoran's and indeed other furniture stores.
Absolutely. And the big thing at this time of year as well is coming up to Christmas. You know, I know it's a few months off yet, Deirdre, but people are in their mind going, OK, do we have anyone visiting, you know, coming from abroad? Is there any rooms in our houses we want to get, you know, refreshed? So, it's on people's minds. We're probably the busiest times of the year for us in the lead up to Christmas. Yeah.
So what should you consider if you're thinking of carpeting a particular room? What steps should you take and what should you be asking yourself?
Yeah, so what I want to share with the listeners today is just some smart tips when you're going carpet shopping, all right? So the first tip I would give is you start with the function. So is this carpet look good? Is it for comfort or is it for durability? And before you fall in love with the style, you know, think about where it'll go. Will it be high traffic areas, you know, like entryways or living rooms? And do you need something durable, or do you, you know, want it in your bedrooms and you want it to be plush and cozy? So have a think of the function, you know, before you set out to go would be my first tip. So you're clear on that. The second tip I would give you would be, I suppose, let the carpet lead the room. You have two choices when you go for carpet. You can either go for something really bold and it can kind of be the star of the room, and everything else can kind of be matched to it, you know, the decor. Or you could if you have a busy room already, a lot going on, if you go for a more neutral or textured carpet, you know, it'll create kind of a depth without competing with your other textiles and furniture within the room. So kind of, again, a second decision for you is to decide whether you want it to be the star of the show or just kind of, I suppose, a supporting actor in your room. So that would be the second tip. The third tip, which is a key one, it's about your quality. You know the weave and ask in the store, you know, what is your carpet made of? So an example would be, say, wool. Wool would be very durable, Deirdre. A lot of people know that. It's naturally stain resistant and it's quite soft and it's great for living rooms and bedrooms. You'd have nylon, which is extremely durable and affordable. So it's ideal for high traffic areas. If you go for a polyester carpet or a weave, it's soft and stain resistant, but it's less durable. And then if you go for natural, something like a jute or a sisal fabric, you would, it's obviously eco-friendly, the textured look, and it's better for lower traffic zones. So just ask how it's made, you know, when you get into the store. So that would be tip three. Then tip four would be budget, realistically. So you don't have to spend a fortune, all right, on your carpet, but you don't want to go too cheap either, because if you go too cheap, what tends to happen is the carpets shed and they fade very quickly. Whereas if you spend a little bit more money and kind of get a mid-range carpet, mid-range to high range, it'll really last, you know, the test of time. And another key thing that comes up for us is like maintenance. How often do you clean your carpets? You know, what we'd be asked that, you know, in the store. And the suggestion that I would make is that you hoover your carpets, you know, once a week. It depends as well, like if you've got kids or pets, you know, in the house too. If that's the case, you want it to be, you know, washable, so that it's stain resistant. So I suppose fibres like nylon, wool is a naturally stain resistant, as I said earlier on. But you want to consider low pile options, in particular with pets and kids. Low pile means it's very short, you know, short. It's not like a luxury carpet where you're sticking your foot in and the carpet's
and
coming around
your
foot.
And you sink into it, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's more for the bedrooms. But if you've got high traffic areas and you've got kids and pets, if you get a low pile carpet, it won't trap the fur and crumbs as easily. So you're not going to have that problem. So yeah, so it's regularly, you know, hoovering once a week, and then every maybe 12 to 18 months getting a deep clean, you know, done on the carpets is kind of what you'd need. The other piece of the puzzle, which I think is really important, when you're out in the showroom, it's very easy. The lights are all bright and everything. So it's hard then when you go into your own place, make sure you get a sample of the carpet. You know, we lend out samples all the time in Corcoran's, you know, and check that the actual colour looks well in your room, because the light can really change things. And as a try before you buy. So, you know, get a sample so you can see in the space, because it can be an opposite colour, Deirdre, and that's, you know, you don't want to get the carpet down and realise you've the wrong colour down, or it's not what you expected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was going to ask you a couple of things. First of all, on the price side of it, I mean, I know there's no such thing as your standard room, Linda, because some people's living rooms are four times the size of other people's living rooms. But if you were to take a typical room, a kind of a standard bedroom or a standard sitting room, what kind of price are you talking about for carpeting it? I mean, would you get something for hundreds, or are you talking thousands?
Yeah, like that, as you said, it's almost like, in a way, needle in a haystack situation. Like, every room is so different, although people tend to come in and think it's an average size. So you can get anything, Deirdre, basically, if I give you an approximate, right, what you would maybe an average living room, say. You're looking at between 300 to 500, starting kind of there, and then it can go all the way up to, you know, thousands. Like, if you go for a top quality carpet, a Westex, which will definitely stand the test of time, you know, you are definitely going to invest a couple of thousand, you know, to get a really good, decent carpet. Now, you also can, and in Corcoran's we have roll ends, and you can get lucky, you know, where you get a roll end for €100, or, you know, €150, you know, and you've got the fitting outside of that. So it just depends on the size, but as you said, up to 500, I suppose, starting on the low range, and then a couple of thousand on the high range.
So is it sold per square metre, or how does it work out?
Yeah, in the store, we actually sell it per square yard. So we actually sell it per square yard, feet and inches, would you believe? But it's how we do it in the store in Corcoran. So yeah, by square yard it's sold. And just to mention as well, at the moment there is a home refresh event on in Corcoran's at the moment, and like, there are Ulster carpets, you may have heard of them. It's a very top range carpets. You know, we've got some Ulster carpets at the moment for 50% off, you know. So if people are thinking of, you know, doing up a room for a family at Christmas, it's a great time to come into the store now to pick it up.
And what else, though, do you need to take into account? Let's say you find your carpet, you fall in love with it, you get the square yard cost. What else do you need to factor in? I presume there's a cost for, you have to lay something under it, do you? And then there's a cost of fitting it?
Yeah, that was the key. One of the key tips that I would say is don't forget underlay. Underlay is the thing that adds the cushioning to your carpet and extends the life of your carpet. So there are people who will come into us and be like, oh no, we just want the carpet. But you ultimately need the underlay to give it that cozy under your foot feeling, you know, and to keep the warmth in as well. So you need underlay, you need gripper rods, which are basically the wooden pieces that go around the edge of the carpet to stick it down, right? And you need to think about in your house where the doors connect. Do you have door saddles, or do you have door bars, like metal door bars? So take a look in your house. What other, you know, if you're doing up a room, you want to check what colour you have in the other room, so it consistently goes through, you know, if you're doing just one new room. So that's one thing to just check in the house. Okay, do I have door saddles, or do I have door bars? Like, what do I have? So that when you're ordering it, you're buying the right colour. And then you need to get someone to fit it. So all the Corcoran stores have fitters that fit as well. So that's an outside cost. So, you know, you'd buy the all the carpet and all the pieces for your carpet laying from Corcoran's, and then the outside fitter will fit it. We would schedule and coordinate that for the customer as well to make it easier.
And that's an extra cost on top of the cost of the carpet?
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, look, there's a lot to digest there, Linda. By the way, do you have somebody who can, well, I presume it would be yourself that could advise people in terms of how the colour of the carpet would go with everything else in your room?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. No, if people want to call the store in Carsaveen, no problem at all. But again, even if you go into the showroom to any of the salespeople, you know, they're so used to all day long dealing with these. And if you have a photograph of your room, you know, they could help you in store as well.
Okay. Well, look, we have some questions for you, and I'm sure there's a few more to come in as well during the ad break, Linda, but we'll give you a small suss for now. if take a breather, have a glass of water. If anybody out there wants to ask Linda anything specifically about carpets, but maybe you have another home decor question for her, I'm sure she'd be delighted to help out with those as well. You know what to do, but I'll remind you anyway. Text or WhatsApp 083 300 3300. You can also phone us on 066 717 23666. Just to some breaking news before we go to the break. This isn't really anything unexpected, but former Minister Heather Humphreys has now been confirmed officially as the sole nominee for Fine Gael to contest the upcoming presidential election. And it has now been confirmed as well that that election will take place on the 24th of October. So write that down in your diaries. Presidential election, the 24th of October. Heather Humphreys is out of the traps now, and she is declared as the Fine Gael candidate. And I'm sure there'll be a few more names to come as well before the week is out. We'll take a break, back with more from Linda after these.
Home Interiors on Talk About. Brought to you in association with Corcoran's Furniture and Carpets. For every room in your home.
Welcome back. Now some questions for Linda, and we'll start with Sarah, who's an Art Firth, and she wants to ask you, Linda, what material is best to get for a carpet? You've kind of covered that already, but maybe no harm to go over it again.
Yeah, no, it's a good question, and we mentioned it earlier. I suppose the key is to kind of just understand what each material does, you know what I mean? So with wool, it's durable. It's naturally stain resistant. So it gives you that peace of mind. And as I said earlier, it's great for living rooms and bedrooms. All right. Your nylons, carpets they're extremely durable and affordable. So if you've got a budget, they're the ones to go for. And they're great for, if you've got kids and pets and there's lots of traffic through the house, they're a great option. Polyester, you'll find to touch, is quite soft, and again, it's stain resistant, but it's not as durable as the rest. And a lot of people will come into the store, Deirdre, and I don't know, Sarah, this is what you're looking for. They're looking for kind of like a jut or sisal effect, you know, for up the stairs, or so there. That would be, you know, a natural fibre. And eco-friendly, it's kind of a textured look. People love it or they hate it, you know, and it's good for lower traffic zones. So it just depends, Sarah, what you're looking for in your own home. But that just gives you an idea. But when you come into the store, ask which would be best for your, like if you've got kids, for your circumstances.
Yeah, since you mentioned stairs there, Linda, somebody also wants to ask you, what's the best carpet for a stairs?
Yeah, I find that the, like a wool carpet that's low pile, the key with a stairs is that when you have high traffic, if you get a high pile carpet, you end up having the footprints all the way up the stairs right through the middle, which starts to look really strange after a while because you've got basically an indent in the middle of your steps, you know. So the key with the stairs is to get a low pile carpet, and then to get something like that is, you know, a sisal or jute, it kind of that textured look. But again, usually they're woven. You want to get a tight weave. You don't want to get a loose weave. You know, make sure it's tightly woven, or a low pile carpet for the stairs.
And did you mention sisal? I think I know what that is, but can you just elaborate on that for us?
Yeah, it's hard to, it's like, think of basket weave. That's the way I describe it. If you were basket making and you were weaving like light brown reeds together, you know what I mean? Or even the St. Bridget's Day cross almost comes to my mind, you know, where, and the light brown, if it wasn't, when it's not green anymore, it's like that kind of colour and fabric, but it just woven through together. So it's a natural fabric, basically, that's a light brown. They do dye them different colours, but at its natural form, it's like a... The other place I've seen the kind of colour is, you know, the little recyclable, usable bags.
Yes. Where,
that are kind of the brown, fabric-y feel. It's like that, basically. But obviously a thicker weave because it's a carpet. It's woven. The pieces are thicker.
And is sisal expensive?
It'd be a bit more expensive, but it's not massively expensive, you know. But it depends what area you're doing. You know, if you're doing a stairs, you, as I said, you can get a Rowland potentially, you know, for good value. But it just depends on the area you're doing, really. Be mid-range.
Claire is in Castle Island and she wants to ask you, how often should carpets be cleaned?
That's a great question. And I suppose I did touch on it earlier on. I suppose it depends if you've got... If any of your family have allergies or anything like that, you know, or there's heavy foot traffic, you're going to clean obviously more often. But the vacuum once a week, you know what I mean, and then literally get it deep cleaned every 12 to 18 months.
Okay. Now Tom is in Ballyhaig and he's wondering, is it worth investing in a more expensive carpet if you can afford it?
I would 100% say yes with that one. You've got basically peace of mind, Tom, you know, especially if those rooms that you're carpeting are everyday rooms, a better quality carpet, it'll look nicer and it'll last longer. It feels really nice underfoot as well. And again, I mentioned Westex earlier on, it's kind of more of a high range carpet, but the feel underfoot is really, really nice, you know, and you've got peace of mind. There's also a technology within that carpet that you spill anything on it, it stays in a bubble, so it doesn't actually sink into the carpet. Like if you actually wipe it down right away, like so if you, for example, spilled red wine on your carpet, which is, you know, you've got a light cream carpet and you spill red wine, that's like a disaster, you know.
Yeah.
this will stop it. You can just imagine the scene. Like,
absolutely.
So you can get it quickly and you're good. And I suppose it depends what brings you more peace of mind, you know, having a carpet that you know you're good for a good few years, or are you someone who wants to change it up every few years because you want a different style in the room? Do you know what I mean? It depends but I would absolutely it is an investment because it is going to cost a bit to do, but it's definitely worth it.
The other thing as well that I was going to ask you myself, Linda, is it helpful if people are coming in to see you and they're or one of your colleagues to buy carpet? Is it helpful if they have photographs or maybe videos of the room in question and perhaps measurements of the room in question, even rough measurements?
Yeah, 100%. If they come in, if you come in with a rough measurement, we can do an approximate quote. So you can get an idea of going for, you know, a lower range carpet or a high range, mid range, you can get a sense of what it's going to cost you. I always, because I'm a visual person, obviously doing interior design, I'm always about bringing a picture and straight away then we can see what you're trying to do, because sometimes it's not as easy to verbalize what you're actually looking at in your own home, you know, so there might be something that we can help you with. But if you have, and especially for color, if you're trying to match colours that you already have in the room and you're trying to get a carpet, even if, you know, we're always there to help, but if we're not, you can go around yourself. Some people, you see, Deirdre, like to go around themselves. They don't like, you know, someone helping them. They want to do it themselves. So they'll go around. And if you have a picture yourself, you can see very clearly which carpets are going to work in which space, you know, and it can really, really help. So 100%, take a photograph, bring in rough measurements, and we can help, or like help just convert it for you and do up an approximate quote. It just, as well, if someone's budgeting, it gives them a chance to go, okay, right, I need to save this much, you know, to get that room done, you know, and it gives people more knowledge.
Yeah, and there's something really cosy about a carpeted room, isn't there? I know that for years there, Linda, for a long time, it was all wooden floors. But there, particularly this time of year, I just think that carpets are just so inviting and so warm when you come into a house, and they just make the place instantly more welcoming, I think.
Yeah, and especially in bedrooms, there's nothing better in the morning getting out and putting your feet onto like lovely furry carpets.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It is, and you're right, it was a huge, there's been years where it's been all wooden floors, and a lot of that was around allergies as well, you know, people. But I think the technology in carpets has, you know, advanced so much that a lot of them have anti-allergy, you know, technology within them, you know. So if you're hoovering your floor regularly enough, you'd be good, you know, and get a low pile so that there's not dust gathering. But yeah, there's nothing better, especially when we start to see these last few weeks with the weather getting a bit colder, you know.
Yeah.
We want the coziness.
We do. Well, listen, we're going to leave it there. But Linda, as you said, there's some great bargains at the moment in Corcoran's Furniture. You have a promotion on at the moment, and people check those out. And remind us again where in Kerry you have branches. I know you're based in the Carrigsaveen branch.
Yeah, we have two branches in Tralee, in Manor Park and in Rock Street. We have our Newcastle West store, and then we have our Killarney store.
Super. Listen, it's always great chatting to you, Linda, and getting some great ideas from you. And we look forward to speaking to you again next month.